Okay, let's begin with the seven limb prayer on the back of the first base sheet. And then we'll do the, recite the short mandala offering before the teaching, the request to turn the wheel of Dharma, and then the praises to the 21 Taras, and the accepting difficulties as a path, and then some Hayagriva mantras for Lama Zopa Rinpoche's perfect health and happy long life. So the seven in prayer. Gosum gupe gone chatelo ne sham yi tu che ti malubu to me ne sa di tun tan che shag ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rong korwa ma tom bar du le june dro la che ki kolo korwa dam da zengen an jan chu chen pong o sa ji pe ki shu shing me tog tam ri rab lin shi ni de gen pa di sang ye shing du mi te turn to the green page. Do the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble, transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning, instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Roads, turbine lotus. Homage, he whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a 1,000 star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lords, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandhavas, Yakshas, homage with their trumpet sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to Re, very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus fist. is which, who is slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three Jumudra. Every mass is all excited, all directions seals adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, prayerful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with the hum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on honor most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with three the blaze like, eon ending fire abiding, right to left bent joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven letters she does conquer. Homage at the virtuous peaceful, filled his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable whom, five and something takes his three roots, Meru Mandara and Vindya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Deva Lake form, whisper spoken Tara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, whisper Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contempt. And homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, to so says the spirit Yakshos and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. I'm sorry. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So if you flip to the front page sheet, sweet, accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing the two bodhicittas. Through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. So let's do some high agreement mantras. So I thought maybe we could just chant 7 of them out loud and then the rest silently to ourselves, so that our ear can hear but our shoulders can't, as Venerable Tendril used to say. Okay. All right. And then, you know, if you try to remember how many you did, then you can post it so Lamas, so we can get credit for it. So, okay. Does everyone have one of these little sheets that's in the little basket there? I put some on the book. I say Benza instead of Vajra. So, I'm sorry. Okay. And then I forgot to mention, for those who have never been here before, after Geshe-la arrives and we prostrate, we'll go right into the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, which is on page 22 in the silver book or page 7 in the booklet. Hri benzo kodahaya griva hulu hulu hum pe. 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 You will emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd. The King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful but perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now, if you please flip the page to page 26, and it's at page 13 in the booklet, and let's recite the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 21 times to ourselves, and then on the I'll chant the 21st one aloud. Dedication verse. It's on page 21 in the booklet. in all my lives to the victorious one, Laman Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one.
30
Chudan Soki Chonam La Janchu Badu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chun Yangi Pesunam Gi Dola Penchu Sangir Tu Pasho
Good evening. Tomasi, would you mind please open this door? I'll try to read some more page. Just no short review so far what we cover, the importance of, you know, having a spiritual teachers. The qualifications, you know, how somebody qualifies to, you know, like, so somebody, how somebody qualifies to teach Buddha Dharma. There are, you know, qualifications. And also how to become, like, qualify as a disciple of the teachers. You know, there are, like, also qualities that need to be possessed. So then after that, That's so far what we covered. That's how we summarize the importance of the spiritual teachers, then the qualification of the disciples. So then, after that, precious human life, right? Precious human life. So precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. That's how so far, that's how much we cover. So then, you know, something that if you already have the spiritual teachers, then you can work on how to develop the devotion towards that person, him or her. So through, you know, Lamrim, like teaching. So if you don't have one, so you can. It's important to you to learn the qualifications. So make sure that when you find one, make sure you find someone who qualifies, okay? So then, you know, once you find somebody that you like thinks like have, you know, the qualifications to teach, you know, to lead or teach you Dharma, so then, so you need also, there's some kind of qualification that you need to also possess, so you need to look at them, okay? There's three of them. So then, you know, through day-to-day life, through other day-to-day lives, so probably we should also think about, you know, the precious human life, you know, meaningful, so difficult to find, you know. So that's like then we, how you say, we don't pass the day without thinking about Lamrim. So that's, I think, from my point of view, that's wonderful things to do. Yeah, even just, you know, just thinking about, like, the precious human life, if you can, you know, like, if you can just think that, you know, that the precious human life is so meaningful, so difficult to find, if that, you know, not like, how you say, not every moment throughout the day, you know, so like once a day, if you remember that. So that's like meditating on Lamrim, importance topic in the Lamrim. So so that's, you know, what we should all should try to do, you know, so that's like, then like day, your day, you know, we don't pass the day without thinking about Lamrim. So that's, you know, I think good, is good things to do. Okay? So, So right now what we can do, we can just, you know, like, educate our mind through word, you know, certain word we repeat. Whenever you think about something negative about yourself, you say, no, 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 this is precious. Shakyamuni Buddha said, Lama Tsongkhapa said, many other masters said, generation after generation said, no, that's not true. That's how we educate our mind. Whenever we are feeling bad about ourselves, so that's then, you know, like heading towards the wrong direction. So that's no good. So we should, you know, remind, what do you call, refresh button on the computer. So if you can, if you need to hit that again and again, that's fine. You need to hit that again and again. Refresh, you know, refresh, refresh. Then if you are so caught up, you know, with this, you know, day-to-day life things, if you can, I say, retreat yourself, so then it's good to think about, you know, like the limitations of, you know, limitations of this life. So that kind of, you know, there's a way to, I could retreat yourself or detach yourself from something, you know, like once a while, you know, just, you know, everything's just this, you know, so then so struggle, then caught up with that. Then if you think about, I say, so usually what they say, you know, like, you remember the 3 points? So the reason why we, you know, do, why we should engage our mind into, you know, some kind of, you know, message like Lamrim, why? So then I, you know, give these 3 reasons. So, so what I use, I think, helps me, like, say, don't plan to stay. Don't plan to stay. That's because we are travelers. You are on the trip. So, Jodzi Maji, you know, has a, definitely we are going to travel, so that's definite. So you have to, you know, you have to, as a, in order to travel, you have to put the, usually what we do, we, you know, like pack clothes and like all kind of things, toiletries, you know. And this, here, you know, what we are packing something from one room, not the clothes and toiletries. So that's been the thinking of Lam Rim, that's, you know, does it much? So it helps, you know, it right there, it helps a little bit, you know, it helps slow. So then this is something that we all should think, you know, at least once a day, you know, precious human lives. So if more we go through the Lam Rim, if you don't remember that, so that's no good. So we should all think about, you know, precious human life, so meaningful, so difficult to find. So then if you don't remember, then you... So this is more like, you know, now... So we created here what we call icon. Icon. One icon called precious human life, one is called so meaningful, one is called so difficult to find. So we need to hit those again and again. Those. One time when you hit is blank, then you have hit again. So this is not blank. There's something inside there. It's not just blank. Okay. So I try, you know, like at least every day I try, you know. Sometimes you feel. Sometimes you just don't feel. It's all here. You know, just think. That's okay. You know. Sometimes you feel very strongly, you know, good about yourself. You know. So sometimes at least, you know, that's how. So training a mind is very difficult. It takes a long time to educate the mind, okay? So now I will try to read some more page today. So now, it's very interesting. So you can look at Lam Rim from, you know, from the Western mentality point of view, you know, so that's like, how you say, this is like guiding us, say, how to help ourselves. We cannot help other people if you don't know how to help yourself. This is exactly what Lam Rim, this, all the, as a topic in Lam Rim, that's how it's been laid down, you know. Like, according to Lam Rim, it's not saying that you have to have really, really strong desire to help yourself, not just okay one day, oh maybe so at some day, then it's kind of, you know, it's not like that. You have to have strong desire, really strong desire that is like alive, day and night, that I want to help myself, something like that. Once you have this kind of strong desire, or I would say, then slowly you can help other people. So that's I think one way to summarize the renunciations. That's what renunciation is about. Renunciation is to first help yourself. That's what renunciation is. No, so that does not mean like buy more clothes or more food. No, that doesn't mean help your mind. No, that's not renunciation. No, that's what it means. So then sometimes, you know, the people get confused about the word. Renouncing means, you know, like giving up everything. That's not, it's like giving up all the sufferings that comes with the clothes, suffering that comes with the food, suffering that comes with the sofa, the brand new sofa that you buy. It looks good. It looks brand new, kind of like excited, it looks good. But it comes with the suffering, right? Especially when you have cat. Suffering is kind of obvious. It was a pain that you go through with the combination of your cat and the sofa. If you don't have sofa, you don't go through that. Or maybe you can have sofa, you can have cat, you can have, you know, everything, but you don't need to go through the suffering. There's certain things you can do in mind. You know, maybe looking up like Mila Repa, you know, having a pot, only one pot, that's the only pot that he has to make his food, drink, water, whatever it is. One day, he broke. He said, is it right here? Now it's gone. That's impermanent. That's the nature of impermanent and Mila River moves on. Story finished. Things broke. Everything finished right there. So if that happened to us, we go on and on and on, and then we tear up, and on, we don't know how to stop. So there's like renunciation doesn't mean to give up everything. It means like suffering that comes with everything. So whether you agree or not, you know, sufferings, you know, that comes with the computers, suffering that comes with iPad, all the applications in the iPad. If you don't have one of those applications, you don't need to suffer. But it comes with, you know, everything like that. So then need to be like Milarepa, you know. If things happen, you just think something, then you just move on. So that's why I think when you summarize renunciations, I'm not just saying this to make you happy, but I'm saying this, that's the whole point. Renunciations is to how to develop this strong desire to liberate yourself from the suffering. That's the renunciation. So, okay, so... So in order to do that, so then like... so that's why I decide when we come down the lower realms, part of Lamrim, I'll just read very fast. Because I think in the human realm, we have enough sufferings to think about. So we don't we don't need to add on something else, you know. So if there's no suffering at all, so then maybe probably we can read. So anyway, so that's why, you know. So now, how it makes sense, whatever you are saying, Lama Tsongkhapa, you are saying that about renunciation, it makes sense. Yeah, that's exactly what I want, to liberate myself from sufferings. So now then, you know, like, then that leads to the Four Noble Truths. So that's why there's no section of the sufferings in the Lamrim. You know, so, like say, first you have to diagnose what kind of sufferings that you come over, you know. So that's why, you know, that's why this, the section of Lamrim is that. So then intention, any form of practice that we do, intention has to be positive, or helping yourself, or helping other sentient beings, helping yourself. So, you know, like, say, mainly in the mind. So this is well-designed, you know, intentions. So then, like, then renunciations. Then, you know, like, the session of suffering. This is all, you know, like, you can summarize that. It's all, you don't have to follow exactly the way it's said in Lamrim, but you can summarize them. So then it slows, it makes sense, it's kind of a puzzle, you know. You think, then it slows, it makes sense. Okay, it makes sense, you know. So first I need to help myself. What I need to do, I need to build this strong desire, what we call renunciations. That's what it's called. So I need to develop that. So then day and night, I have this strong desire to help myself. So then I'm fully aware of any, you know, sufferings, I'm fully aware. So then, you know, I myself make sure I don't get into that. So, something like that. Okay, so... So now here, saying like I said... So now here, you know... having this precious life. So then, you know, like, if that precious human life, you know, or maybe like, say, heartbeat, has been beating since we were born, it's been beating, and, like, it will stop, one day it will stop, you know. So then if that heart stops without doing anything, say, good, or maybe like in this case, Dharma practice, maybe thinking something good, so there's huge loss. So that's what I say here, Dubgyoba. So we must, you know, we must, or you can say, you know, on the other hand, you can say, you must, you know, the practice Dharma, okay, practice Dharma means, you know, think something positive. Okay, sinje tamje dewa doba. All sentient beings, you know, want happiness. Dunga midoba does not want sufferings. Dunga midoba kona ilas. Dewa doba dunga se wa tamje kona lagale. So now it says here, achieving happiness, overcoming from suffering is dependent on Dharma. Dependent just on Dharma. So this is physical suffering. This is not talking about physical sufferings. It's mainly talking about mental suffering. So, Uralibe Chirosa. Oh, yeah. So that's what they're saying. You must engage yourself into Dharma practice. Reason, because achieving happiness, overcoming sufferings is just depend on Dharma. That's why you must engage yourself into Dharma practice. That's the reason. Okay, Dubnuba, you are capable. Dubnuba, you can practice that. You are capable. Chiji, Shinis, external conditions such as teacher. Nangiji, internal conditions, tanjo also. So with the external conditions as a teacher, internal condition is a Dharma, then that's how you, how say, make this, how that's how you take essence out of this precious human life. Okay? Also, this is something that needs to be done in this life. You don't wait. No. Okay, this life, so I have this, so many labels that we carry, labels that we wear. I'm this, I'm that, and I'm then, you know, like, so many, how is it, excuse. So they say, okay, maybe I'm praying for another human rebirth. So then I'll probably do practice there. Okay, so that's not a good idea. The Lama says, it's not a good idea. So do it now, when you have, you know, because, you know, this is not something that you think, so, oh, that's so easy to find, you know, that's wrong. It's not easy to find, it's so difficult to find. Fortunately, that we found one, so that's a good sign. So then, you know, there's chance we go up, maybe, you know, head up, you know. Very good. And that's what I'm saying. Last week, do you remember? Just go one round. Just go one round, stupa. So you have no clue. I'm completely clueless. You are completely clueless. How much karma that purifies. So we only understood a little bit, you know, that when you read the explanation, the benefit of the going round the stupa. So that's unbelievable, you know. So like the karma that purifies. So. So that's what you do, you know, that's what you do, you know, you just go around one round. Then I said it needs to be done in this life. Then Madhuna, Jawatuma, Tanjoshinya, now that you learn, this is something not easy to find. It's not like, you know, that you go to Walmart, you know, went to one aisle, then there's so many of them, you just get them. It's not like that. It's not that easy, you know. It's quite difficult. Right? So then, when this life, when next year, or maybe 2020? No, right now, think this is precious. Now think this is meaningful. Now think this is difficult to find. You know, if you want to say something nice, say it now. We don't wait. You know, so you remember, this is exactly the people who are like impacted by this, you know, couple of months ago tragedy in the new town. You remember when they interview people, they say, you know, some of them saying, if you want to say something good, if you want to say something nice, you say now. These are, you know, little girls or maybe all kinds of people, you know, say now. So they are talking about Lamrim. Actually, they don't call Lamrim, but they are talking about, you know, because there's 1,000 different ways we die, you know, so we can't say I'm healthy, you know. So that's why, you know, when it comes down to good things, we don't wait, okay? We don't wait. We just do. Or say, okay, I'm going to, you know, wait for next life. Probably if you believe in next life, you say, I'm going to wait next life. So if I become human, then I will say I love you. You know, I mean, I care about you. I appreciate your help. I'm grateful for your kindness. So that's not a skillful way to do. So if you want to do it now, no, do it now. Tada ni jo tada means this moment. Rukhi vachi. Nam chini ke vani vishiros. Oh yeah. Tell us, sumbi ni sa chawa tingman nam so chue chawa ni ni tobe le lo gola. So this is all about how to stop the being lazy. Being lazy. Okay. So then throughout the day, you know, most of the time, if your mind is okay, if your mind is kind of calm, happy, I'm assuming most of your minds are happy and calm and relaxed, you know, most of the times. No, so not every single moment, if you are part of the samsara, there's too much to expect. Because, you know, the samsara is like imperfect existence because of, you know, this, not because because of the negative mind, not because of, you know, it makes sense. So I think that's very also good to know too. Once you realize that you can't be perfect, so much stress you put on that being perfect, but that's not going to happen, you know, till we liberate ourselves. So finding a perfect person, there's too much to expect. You know, somebody expect you to be perfect, that's too much to expect. So then you expecting somebody to, whether it's your kids or your friends or your husband or wife, to be perfect, that's too much to be expect. Not just that, it's also going against the reality. So what we call samsara. That's how, how come that person never get lazy? That's exactly how, that's how it comes, you know. They don't wait. They do now, you know, so they do now. They don't wait. So then Shibe ni sha, Tsidi, Rup Gyo Jang, Le Lo Tang, Lo Tang, Dawa, Sha, Ngama Nam, Madhu Jang, Chima Chima Dupi, Chogo Jang, Mi Jubi, Lo Go Besi. So then there's one group of people thinking, oh, maybe not today, not tonight, maybe tomorrow. When tomorrow comes, maybe the after tomorrow, then maybe next week, next month, there, you know. So this is kind of like, how to say, that's, according to Lamrim, that's how we become lazy. Dugo be chogne, mi jube, le logo be tinidu. Tini, nudu duba, dune, sumdu chere, chogose. Teta na chivatima diyan, de meja, tigzo chebe, honi sheba chavos. No, impermanent death and impermanent meditations. Lama Tsongkhapa said, no, this is kind of related to that, but Lama Tsongkhapa said, I'm not going to explain here. It will generate more word. So, no, then he will say, I'll talk it later. Teda God na sana samna loye kulchebe ngarsheba talche. No, so that's, you know, like, that's exactly, so now, here what you call silver bullet, then it's easy answer. When it comes down to Lamrim, there's no silver bullet either. You know, even in Lamrim, it's not just there. So that's how you think. You know, you think, as I said, it's like a puzzle. And there's a puzzle, you know, so then you pick one, then you pick here, you know, you don't pick always here, you know, it's all mixed. So that's how you think. You think all kind of ways, and that's how you help. You know, you think about precious human life, you think about, you know, impermanent, you think about, you know, I'm a traveler, so I have to prepare for my trip, and I can't just plan to stay here forever. So here, there's a little bit here, a little bit there. That's how you help yourself. There's not just one piece of information. If you just think that, it will solve all the problems. It's not like that. There's no, because it's complicated. So you need to think so many different angles. Okay, go to money somewhere. So. You don't think every single moment, oh, when my heart's going to stop beating. It's not like that, you know. So then you think occasionally, you don't think, when you become very lazy, then you think, you know, you're not going to be here forever. So then, you know, it's like this. Does it make sense? We need so many, that's why Lamrim is getting big. You can't put in a couple of pages. there's so much to think, you know, how to taking care of, easy to say in words, but when it comes to a practical level, it's not that easy to take care of yourself, you know, so because of myself, you know, it's not just body, it's myself, also I have brain, what you call brain, from Buddhist point of what you call your mind, I have all, you know, this here, you know, so it's that, because of that, it's kind of complicated to be happy all the time, yeah? Complicated to be happy all the time, you know. We get upset, we get kind of, you know, miserable sometimes, we get angry, you know, then slowly, then you think here, there, a little bit, you know, if you have something, then it's somehow kind of get dissolved, you know, kind of get dissolved. Then you, like, rethink. So then, you know, that's how it gets improved, okay? Tetna man, you know, Tanji Jungo Chidavayi Mata, Nyaka Vata Tadu Gun, Chuyen Chilu Dan, Ju Dan, Jibu Gun, Nyaka Zu Jidhi Chidat Samba Re, Sheba Ne, Sheba Ne, Lang La Kompo. So that's how exactly, when you think about Lam Jim, that's exactly the way I explain, you know, think here a little bit, here a little bit. Tela Juyu Gun, Nyaka Wan Chilu. So then I will, so now this is like, why it's so difficult to find? So now, from the causal point of view, cause. I'm not sure, like, it's not just about gene, or cell, or eggs, or DNA, you know. It is about, here, the principal cause of our human life is pure ethics. So that's probably good to know, you know, the pure ethics. So that's why, you know, this is not that easy to find, because pure ethics, you know, practicing pure ethics, you know, is challenging. It's not that easy. Okay, so why is it so difficult to find this precious human life? When you look at it from the causal point of view, I will summarize that, you know, because of the pure ethics. means, you know, things that you should not say, we say, things we should not think, things we should not do, physically we do. So that's why it's challenging. Practicing pure ethics is, you know, challenging, okay? So then rest, I'll read. Okay, that's the, from the causal point of view, pure ethics, that's why it's difficult to find. Tera juyi goni nye wa chi dendro tam je toba la chudu na sobi, gewan nam da na chi chigoyo. So this is the base. Okay, Sri Namba Thakur Shishi is not here. Some other text. Sri Namba Shishi is like the ethics, the base. Then it has a... So then good, you know, like I said, the good things that we do. No, that kind of like... because it's become kind of like conditions, the base, the main cause, the conditions. Then the prayer is like prayer that kind of breach the prayer that kind of has to kind of breach ethics and the precious human life. Breach, okay. Pure virtues. Pure virtues, intentions, strong, the action, the strong, the dedication, strong. That's how this, you know, something that, you know, some like the virtues did become solid. Intentions very strong. Through the process, you know, you are fully aware. Then when it ends, then you end with the dedications. So then it's like become solid. So that's somebody should know. That's what is required to obtain this precious human life. When you look from the causal point of view, and you know, not just that, also like pure ethics. Means then, you know, like giving protections, giving material possessions, giving time, giving love, giving kindness, everything, you know, like then being like patience, you know, with And there's like the six professions. So these are like Chabal Tanjo Tsang and Jimbala Sobha Troche. So that those helps. Melam Chimande Samjava, Melam Chimande Samjava. So then the prayer kind of bridge or make connects, it makes the prayers like connect the dots of ethics, giving, serving, so on and so forth, okay? So Geza Mangushi Gyuna, Gyutyata Buduwa Shindu Nyuwa Na Vesha, Tell upon the Devu Dendru, Tenchi Na Cheva Nyakwa Sanus. So when it comes down the cause, you know, so as I said, you know, doing something good is like, feels like pushing a rock, piece of rock on up the hill. Right? That's doing something negative. Sometimes you wonder why, like, knowing everything, knowing in the brain, but why keep doing it? So then, you know, there's something's lacking. So as I said, you know, this is very important. As I mentioned, I think last Wednesday, every moment, whether you say something negative, that does not make you incapable of improving yourself. Okay, so every moment, whether it's past, it's present, the future, every moment, as long as you have this precious human life, you are fully capable to improve yourself. So, you know, mistakes have been made, you think about them, when you remember them, you don't feel very good, and you think about them, then you come up with some kind of disciplines, then you kind of, you know, make some kind of strong commitment in your mind, you know, so then you see next day is different, you know, different, then you don't repeat something. So then, you know, then when you look back, you know, even a couple of days, you know, it is improved. That clearly shows it can be improved. You know, so what I'm trying to say is, you know, we should not caught up ourselves with the past. If it's something good, why not? If it's something negative, what do? You purify. Then I say, if you think of purifications, I'm not sure. The Vajrasana mantras, like there's 100 silver mantras. I'm not sure if I memorize the short one, I'm not sure, am I getting the same benefit or not. One long one is 100 syllable, short one is 2 syllable. Then it's a debating mind, you know. So then, you know, so some people say, I can't remember the short one. Then 35 Buddha posters, and that's like 35 posters, and I'm not sure I want to do that. And then they say, just go one round, okay? Just go one round. Just go one round, stupid death. Just go one round. 2 rounds, 3 rounds. You know? So that's what you do. You don't give up, okay? So that's very true, you know. So like, when it comes down to cause, you know, you don't see so many people engaging the cause. Oh? So that's why it's, you know, it's difficult. That's how we should think. If you are thinking, okay, it'll be not bad idea to have another human rebirth. So then what we need to do? So we need to create marriage. Okay? So then, it's the easiest way to do. When you look at, you know, depends like how the types of species on this planet, so you see the number-wise, you know, like the human population compared to the animal populations, human is nothing, you know. That's like opening one piece of rock. I'm not sure here, but you know, over India and Nepal, there's like how many, how you say, bugs, insect, under one small piece of stone. There's a hundred of them. If there's ant, there's like hundred thousands. Human population, like we are talking about 7 billion. Another species, you know, like sometimes when you see the, under the ocean, the fish, the amount of fish, you know. So there's number wise, it's very small. And why? You know, there's reason. There's why there's small number. You know? Why is number small? You know? This is the result. So first we talk about cause. Now is the result. These are the results, right? Even it's very small. You know? So now, reaching the end of this, when you to reaching the tower, chapter, check, even the same category, what you call higher rebirth, human, like then it was called samai, that's what you call demigod, then the god, the three upper realms, you know. So there's very little chance, because those realms, you know, nobody get upset, there's no anger. Temporarily, there's no anger. Nobody get angry. Nobody get jealous. No, everybody's kind of, you know, very much independent. Independent. We're talking about here, independent. Those two realms, they are very independent. You know, they're like, so there's like hardly to develop anything. Like you can't develop compassion. You can't develop love. Nobody needs love. You know, so like nobody needs care. You know, everybody's fine. No, everybody's fine, no, till 1 week before they die. No, everybody's fine. when you need help, nobody comes close to you because you smell very bad. Nobody comes. So then, no. then after 1 week, you die. So compared to like the even the same realms, you know, this human is, you know, this is the best, form that, you know, life is. Like wave, sometimes good, sometimes you don't feel good, sometimes you feel good, sometimes there's the opportunity that you can, you know, develop compassion, loving kindness, patience. So if everything, can you imagine if nobody get here, if nobody get upset, everybody's all the time happy, you can't develop patience, right? You can't. It's like that's the realm in there. It's like that, you know. There's like. Yeah, say if nobody annoys you, annoys, it bothers you, you can't pack, there's no patience. Then nobody has patience. Nobody, like I said, these realms like that, you know, nobody annoys nobody. No. Yeah, so that's why, you know, that's like so difficult to develop sympathy, because there's nobody suffering, you can't develop sympathy. You know? So this realm, you know, even though it's difficult, but there's more opportunity that we have, and they don't have. You know, even the higher realms, demigod, gods, and they don't have these opportunities. So that's why they don't wish to be born there. They want to wish to be born as a human, not in like those realms. No. So this is all about how to see now how much has been said just about this precious human life. Now, so this is all that need to help us to think. This is, you know, like to feel, not just think, to feel. This is something very difficult to find. We don't take it for granted. This is something very difficult to find, or something like that. Okay. So that's why this message is repeat again, okay? Tā gīshī tōyēsī, dīlā nēnchēnē dzēbē, chūshī kū tī nātani jūyī. So then, there's one master, he always talks about this precious human life, so meaningful, so difficult. He always talks about this, he's always. Does not mean there's nothing else to talk. There are so many things to talk, but that's why he emphasized. So make sure, you know, if we get that right in our mind, this will lead to all the rest of the Lamrim. This will lead to the rest of the Lamrim. Okay. Oh yeah. So now Ningbo Chidalim, now this the second one, how to take essence out. Ningbo means essence. How to take essence, okay? Lamji now chalangas. So to have some knowledge about the generally have some knowledge about the as the all the subject in the Lamrim have some knowledge. What's in Lamrim, what has been taught in Lamrim, like there's no the importance of teachers, no qualifications, precious human life. It's difficult to find from the causal point of view. When you look at number, it's so difficult to find. So they're like, that's how exactly how to take essence. Lamchi, Lamchi means in general, generally, so we have some idea, some knowledge. Tell why they get enlightened just to benefit sentient beings. Whatever has been taught, even Lamrim, all these books, it's been taught just to help us. That's all. Nothing else. No, it's not about making money. It's not about selling of books in life, trying to write the books that's going to be best seller in the near time. What is it called? Not trying to get there. It's just to benefit. So then, what is the goal? Goal. There's like temporary goal is mento, means highest state. As I said, human, demigod, god realms. Then ultimately, moksha or liberations. There's the two goals. So then you're trying to help them to reach those two goals. That's what it means, helping others. Does not just mean giving food or giving shelter. These are all good things. But in this Lamrim point of view, it's like leading them to their two goals. How then, help them, think, something positive. Okay? Tell a negab jungun to dubble, tell a negab jungun to dubble, some the chinese, suma tamjini, chibu chung, some chung, the tumor chugos. Whatever has been said, all those teachings on here about how to achieve this temporary goal, this is considered as a small scope in the Lamrim teaching, small scope, okay? How we are doing? Are you hot? Oh, good. No, I'm fine. Why? Because I'm putting it out. It's just going down by itself. Then, whatever has been said about achieving those temporary goals, high state, higher rebirth. So then how to achieve that, whatever has been said, that's been, is like called small scope, dharma, okay? Chibuchungu chukoche. Ta, chibuchungu chabachini, chedila, chibuchungu chabachini, chibuchungu chabachini, that's good, I want to say. Tell a nega jungun to do by the Santa Chinese or what I mean, Chibuchungu, wisdom chungu to me, so. So now that's like within the small scope, that's like, how is it? Imperial or superior? Inferior or superior, there's two of them. One, just aiming to have another high state. That's called what you call small. So one is thinking about liberating oneself from the samsara. Bigger goal. It still falls into small scope, but that's the better one. Make sense? The one is just thinking about, just to say, Lamnamas is Chive Tuchen, as if I lose this life without cultivating any realizations, so then the truth, the blessing of the Lama, in the Guru Puja, the blessing of the Lamas. That I do self power, so to transcend my consciousness to the highest state. So that's like, you know, that's like the small scope, you know, so like preparing, or all about preparation, this is all preparation, or that's called the, so that's how they translate it, inferior or superior, I'm not sure that's the word that you use, that's how you use. So the best small scope is aiming about liberations, moksha. The one that just not think about liberations, but thinking about, you know, just high state, on the high state, okay? Chibuchungu, 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 Lama Atisha's books, The Lamb of the Path to Enlightenment, the books that actually root of the Lamrim, the word Lamrim is founded after that, when Lama Atisha composed The Lamb of the Path, then the word Lamrim has been discovered. Even though the subject has always been there, but the word Lamrim has been discovered after that. So Lama Tsongkhapa was quoting that, backing up his statements from the Lama Atisha, you know. I think like Lama Tsongkhapa didn't meet Lama Atisha physically. So Lama Atisha, you know, came much more, I think, according to that, okay. Ngele ni je khwale towa ni thaba thani jimi kumba hoche. Ngele ni thaba thani kumba. So then, thela nyundi da ra thani thaba thani jimi sumo thani ni chibu ni sumo sumo jimi. Chibu chundu siba thada la chowa chini siba la chowa thaba rangi thaba chaba chade tiye thala laba sumo jimi indi lamdun leche. Sibe de la jab choshin dibet. Digbe lele do dani, kangshi, rangshi, zamchini, chibutini, jingshi, shasa. I'm going to read a little bit, okay? I'm going to read. George, the lamdule. Sanga paro chimbala teni chanju duboshe, lama sanje sumbana te dini chivaja, shiye sumbana namje dube tanu nide, sanga ji teba chimbada paro jime teboshe, teni ni chibu chimbu chukotu dudeche, chibu chimbu nji chimbu shimwada jube, simji dunga tante seba chimbada sanje toba chide, chintu utanche, rimba nila soba lobe chinde lamjele, rangju tobe dunga ji kashi chinje dunga gu, Yanda seba kuni de chibu de chon shi su shi shi. So now summarize. So then I can tell how much page we read. So I need to read a little bit. So now in order to summarize, within the small scope, this what I read. Within the small scope, the group of people that just aiming the high state. Okay, that's like the inferior one. The superior one, they are not just that, also like overcoming from, you know, like over the lower realm, also suffering of samsaric, that's called small scope. So then one that's totally aiming the moksha, liberations, that's the middle scope. Then the great scope, called what we call Mahayana, that's like, you know, somebody right from the beginning, driven by compassions, so much compassions for, you know, other living beings. Not naturally, people here say naturally he's very compassionate. It can't be natural. It has to have. That's how we say. Oh, he's naturally very compassionate. That's not true. But you know, it's not natural. That person did so much work for that. It's not that natural. No. So there's no. So some right from the beginning, very compassionate. That's like linked. For that, you know, being compassionate. So those people, they, you know, like has a enter into the minor path, you know, right from the beginning, you know, feeling so much for welfare of other sentient beings. So that's so far. That's what I read. So then Lama Tsongkhapa was quoting each one of them. Lama Tsongkhapa was quoting the light of the path. That's composed by Lama Atisha. He's quoting that. Okay. Today I will read a little more, then I will summarize. Not just that, also, you know, in Mayana path, that's what you call Vajrayana teachings. There's no, like Tantra teachings, there's also part of the Mayana. This Tantra teachings only in the Mayana traditions. They are not in the small scope, not in the middle scope, not in the small scope. It's only in the big scope, the Mayana path. First Panchaparamita path, then last one's called Vajrayana path. So these are both belongs to the Mayana path. Both require compassion, great compassion, universal compassion. What we call karuna, universal compassion. So that's how you define small scope, middle scope, the great scope, or Mayana, you know. That's how you define Hinayana practitioner, Mayana practitioners. It's not based on tradition or country you live in. If you say, okay, you know, he's Theravadan because he comes from Thailand, that's not good. So the way you define, you know, if somebody's just thinking about the high state next life, that's Theravadan practice, you know, Theravadan. If they're just thinking about overcome from the suffering of samsara, that's small scope, the middle scope. That's both called Theravadan tradition, okay? There are three individual beings in Lamrim teachings. That's what it means. Beings that belong to small scope, the beings that belong to middle scope, the beings that belong to big scope, great scope, based on their practice. So now this is interesting one. It is not the vow. It is not the vow. They're talking about ethics. It's here they're talking about ethics. That's not vow. Ethics, that's not vow. How is this translated here? So that's interesting.
Well, they have a whole paragraph.
Assume the Sravaka's vow of ethical discipline.
There were those that have currently assumed the Bodhisattva's vow of ethical discipline.
So do you understand that part? So there's talking about three beings?
Yeah. For there are the three types of persons as follows.
Oh.
There are those that have correctly assumed the vow of ethical discipline of giving up the 10 non-virtues, which is not considered a vow, and yet it's similar to a vow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Does it make sense?
Isn't the quote on bottom of page
131? Yeah, so that makes sense. The practicing, ten non-virtues. Practicing 10 non-virtues?
Yes.
That's not a good thing to do. Practicing 10 non-virtues.
Giving up. Giving up.
Oh, giving up, that's much better. Yeah. There's something to give up, not to practice.
Right, yeah.
Okay, make sure there's no, that translation is correct.
Yes, it says giving up.
Oh, yeah. Giving up.
Giving up the 10 non-virtues, which is not considered a vow.
Okay, it's not considered as a vow, right? Oh, yeah. Everybody understand that? Okay, good. Did it? Then that's the first one. Don't bother my eating. Make sure we all get it right.
Then there are those who have correctly assumed the Sravaka's vow of ethical discipline. There are those who have correctly assumed the Bodhisattva's vow of ethical discipline. Among these, the first are the least, the second, the third, superior.
Because here, you know, in Tibetan world, there's so many vows that comes one after another. Then it kind of gets complicated, you know. there's some things that not vow, some things vow, and it doesn't make sense. The Doma Marinji, Doma Marinji, there's something that's not vows, like practicing 10, giving up 10 non virtues, 10 non virtues, Doma Marinji, Domba Marinji, Domba Marinji, Domba Marinba Marinbeji, Domba Marinba Marinbeji, Diva Sulimji, Doma Yadala with the Buddhist. So you understand that now? Huh? Some of you understand when you read? You understand? Yeah. Huh? You understand?
There's a difference in the three vows.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are, but those are there.
Huh? So what are the three vows you said? Need to clarify.
Okay,
so you understand when you read? You understand them?
That there are three different types of that same vow of the ethics, of ethical discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is to give up the 10 non-virtues. That's a small scope.
Yeah.
The medium scope is the Shravaka's vow of ethical discipline. And then the great scope is Bodhisattva's vow.
The Shravaka vow, that means all the vows that we check here, novice, full ordain, bhikshuni, bhikshu, all these vows, that's called shavaka vow, because all this ritual is based on the small scope.
So that's the Pratimoksha vows?
Yeah, exactly. That's the same, different way to say it, but actually it's the Pratimoksha vows.
Oh, are there shravaka vows?
That's what you call it in Sanskrit, but actually this is, you know, like Pratimoksha vows. You I'm pretty sure that's what it is. There's like 8 of them, right? Sometimes there's a 7, sometimes there's 8, right?
So, and then there's the Bodhisattva vows.
Yeah, the Bodhisattva vows, everybody knows Bodhisattva vows. So the Shavaka vows, there's no vow, there's no like my vow, Samula vows, no, all these like, no, like novice, you know, so there's man, woman, bhikshu, man, woman, so then there's lay vows. So then there's like lifetime lay vows. The lay vow that lasts only as a that lasts 24 hours. Last 24 hours. So there's like first one, two, then another there's bhikshu, there's like 4 of them. So then like Gelon Pamani. Bhikshuni, then novice, there's 2, men and women. So then as like lifetime lay vows, there's 2. And so then one day lay vows, there's 7. So then that sometimes they call 8, but there's 7. So there's the so probably there's something you don't need to know. So so that's like the Padimaja vows. So, the Buddhist vows, Chinese medal, tell us, Tamuni, Tamuni, Tamain, Niman, so many children, so she's within 10 dollars. So, yeah, Jebu, Tamad, Jinda, Cho, Josu, Mambushik, Sunsu. There's one way to define based on the vows. You can call small scope, middle scope, the great scope. One way to define. Another way is like, you know, aiming the result of just higher state, the small scope, then aiming for the liberations, middle scope. So then, developing universal compassion. This then from there to the Vajrayana vow. This is all like under the minor vows. There's, you know, this is the different way of, you know, defining three scope. Okay. To scope based on the vows. Not that complicated. Quite easy. Yeah. Piece of cake. Another way to define, you know. Southerner, there's a different way to define southerner. Couple of different ways to define. Anyway, so different way of define. So much, Walking towards happiness just in this life, you also consider as a small scope in Lamrim. That means the good news is you are still part of the Lamrim practitioners. That's good news, even though just thinking about happiness in this life. No? So now, see, this kind of question that I like to ask, you know, like, what is the difference between walking happiness for this life and walking happiness for next life? What are the benefits and what are the, what is the downside, what is the advantage, what is the disadvantage? Maybe I'm not asking the question correctly. So, yeah, I'm asking the right question. Yeah, that's glad to hear. So, like walking, you know, it's still considered as it is dharma. One is aiming for happiness for just for this life. One is aiming for happiness for, you know, there's not much concern about this life, the more concern about life after this. So now, anyway, I'm not going to answer. I just asked the question. I'm not going to answer. So I just want you to think. Like, oh yeah. So now the second one here, now this is a second, this is like new chapter, okay, this new sections. Why Lama Tsongkhapa and Lama Adisha, why there is no talks in the beginning of the Lamrim about small scope, then the middle, then in the between middle scope, then the, like Mayana, the last one, even though there's great idea, you know, working for all other sentient beings, there's a wonderful idea, why it comes in the very end of the Lamrim. That's how you lead. That's how you, from the Lamrim point of view, that's how you lead one being all the way to enlightenment. That's how you lead first small scope, then middle scope, then, you know, then universal. So that's exactly, I'm thinking that's how everybody should help everybody, something like that. You know, first you have to, like, you know, the divine way of saying, you know, like, the help begin with, the point is help begin with oneself, you know, oneself, then you help oneself. So then, you know, then as a, so you see there's a different, like even the same word been spoken by different people, you know. So say, this stick has been passed here, same stick I give to Lamula, the stick is not going to change, it's going to be the same. The Lamrim is chugula, then it's good. But this has been touched by hundreds of people, but it's the same stick. The person who is touching the stick, you know, there's like different knowledge, level of knowledge, different understanding of Dharma, different, you know, mental qualities. So, some, you know, when His Holiness talk about Lamrim, you know, so that it kind of goes directly into heart. The reason behind that, you know, His Holiness, I think, as a, these are the people, they learn how to help themselves at the beginning, how to help themselves, help them mentally, help themselves. So that's why, you know, when they say certain word, it's touch. So that begins, you know, like helping oneself, okay? As I said, if you consider yourself a Buddhist, as a Buddhist practitioners, you know, so we don't just have desire, we have very, very strong desire to help ourselves. No matter what kind of circumstance, we always ready to help. You know, especially when you are encountering some difficult situations, that's the desperate time that you need help. So then, at that time, you know, so this critical moment that, you know, you need to help yourself. So, So this is not like, as a, if you look at the lamrim very closely, that's how exactly, you know, small scope, then middle scope. So then you can think about universal, you know, compassion. So that's a very practical approach, how to lead one being, how to improve one person's mentality or inner mental quality. That's how you improve. You think as a, it begins with yourself. Then slowly you transform slowly, okay? So next time when you think about renunciation, please think like that. Renunciation, so think like that, okay? So now here the reason why Lamrim leads, like from small scope to middle scope to great scope is Mayana. Not, why not put Mayana first? That's a wonderful idea, helping all sentient beings. You know, why you just think, or maybe like why you put the selfish first? Is it selfish? No. Tell me about the selfish, petty. No, no. It sounds like, it seems like selfish. Yeah, it's necessary. So that's not like, it does make difference in your mind, you know. It does make difference. Like where you think about Lamrim, it does make difference. You know, first, like you need to learn how to take your mind. You can help other people, you know, improve other people's mind if you don't know how to take care of your mind. You know, the suffering that is related to your mind. If you learn, if you live with that day-to-day life, then there's a way you can help other people, you know. So now, some of you hear this, the reason I'm saying this, like, you hear this, and you know, this is very selfish. Selfish. It's kind of like has negative connotations. When people, they say, selfish. The selfish, talking about negative or selfish, that comes in of the Lamrim. Very bottom of the Lamrim. Make sense? Yeah. So then why that's the Chibusum, that's the three beings, small scope beings, that's sort of small. Chibusum means there's three beings, right? Chibusum Jigone. That's how you lead, based on Lamrim teaching, that's how you lead somebody all the way to enlightenment, even though this is great, but you don't know. It begins with somewhere. It begins with one person's, you know, that's how it's small scope, middle scope, and Mayana, then Vajrayana. So now, not knowing anything like then Tantrayana fast, they can screw up. According to Lamrim, that's totally opposite, you know. It's Lamrim, that's not how the Lamrim has been laid down. So, so then, why, what is the reason behind laying down path like that order? Small scope, middle scope, then great scope. Remember that you said them, but I'm only, so, these are all trying to help you to prepare, enter into Mayana path, or maybe open your mind. That's how you open your heart. First, you open your heart to yourself, then you open your heart to your family, your close one, loved one, then slowly you open your heart to the stranger, then slowly you open your heart to a person that you don't like, then that becomes universal. That's how you do. Not right from the beginning, you open your heart for the enemy. That's how you do. That's not easy. So first you open, huh? First you call?
Crawl.
Then you walk, then you run. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very good. The run, that's like Mayana path. you can run, you know, like if you can crawl.
Like
if you cannot walk, you cannot run. If you can crawl, you cannot walk. But this is exactly like that, you know. The running is a wonderful idea, but getting there, you know. Yeah. So that's very good, David. That's very good, you know. Something like that, you know, so that helps people here, that helps, you know, them to understand how to connect with Lamrim, you know, how to connect. So that's very good, I think. Yeah.
The adult has to take it, and you give it to the child, kind of like that.
Exactly, yeah.
You have to take care of yourself first, and then you can help.
So that's very good. This is very good. So, you know, so then each one of us in this room has responsibility to get this message to people. So that we have to come up with some things that people can, their mind can connect. Then that can make sense to them. And otherwise, this has been taught, can you imagine, 650 years ago. That time, people have different mentality. Even though same human beings, they have different mentalities, you know. At that time, I don't think they believed that America went to the moon. That those people never saw this, you know, all these technologies, you know, so like that. So then, different mentality, according to different, you know, like how you say, the creation, evolution of the food, the way we live, the way we... There's a lot of impact on our mind, the things that we are surrounded by, people, the technologies, you know. So that's I'm always trying to find. So that's great, that's very good, you know. That's how you're trying to get. So without losing the core message from the Lamrim, so then that's how you know, like, exactly, you know, first you... Crawl. Yeah, you crawl, then you walk, then you run. No, you can't run. It'll be fantastic if you can just run. So that's not going to happen. But that's very good. So, in this case, here I say, okay, freeing myself from the suffering of samsara or suffering the lower realms. That's what I'm going to do. That's from the Lamrim point of view. That's what you do. So then, you know, that's like helping yourself. So then she's also thinking of, oh, maybe not. That's kind of easy to do. But now, probably how's about liberating myself from samsara? Then this middle. There's all, no, that's not good. How's about all these people who are suffering? Maybe I should do something for them. Then that's become, you know, like minor, like great scope. Then you're not just thinking of yourself. Because now you are well up, you know, so you know how to take care of yourself. So then, you know, then you help other people. Okay. So then I will stop here. So then I'll finish reading a couple of pages here.
I think one reason we want to go run
So then how is it about like taking care of others? Do people which one people prefer? Take care of oneself or take care of others?
Yeah. Well, I'll take care of you, but I don't want to have to deal with my stuff.
Really? That means all Americans are Mayana. That's good news. That's good news. Or a true Mayana, or maybe I'm not sure. So like okay, that's very good news. They don't want to think about themselves. They want to help other people. Yeah, that's good news. Where is you? Ah, Samula, that's good news. So really, so what do people prefer, helping themselves or helping others?
They prefer to look at somebody else and, I'll help you, but if I have to look at myself, that's not so easy.
And how's about helping others? Is it easy or difficult?
I understand.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're trying to say, you know, because like I myself is kind of reluctant to go around Shilly Lake because I need to go, you know, because I need exercise, you know, so it's about my diabetes, I need exercise. But when it's kind of practical, I kind of, you know, I don't have this like, oh, kind of excitement, you know, that I want to go, so always, you know, take a lot of effort to go. So when my teacher came, Kenton Rinpoche came, so I thought, oh, he needs to walk. Isn't that interesting? He needs to walk. So that I can't push him. So then I take him to Sea Legs. I feel kind of great. You know, so I was like, so that's exactly for the helping. Mm. So I'm not sure, like, this is just one part. I'm not sure that could be like the... But, you know, I think somehow that we all need to think, you know, to help ourselves. So that whether, even though it's difficult, but we have to think ourselves. We have to think. Otherwise, you know, like, we can, according to Lamrim, we can really help. You know, so like, you may have compassion, but you don't have enough wisdoms. So then you get trapped. You may have enough wisdom, but you don't have compassion. Then you get trapped. So there's something what you call there's unintended consequences. Because that is like lacking compassion in some case lacking wisdoms. Some case the compassion is there. Still there's unintended consequences because lack of wisdom. Sometimes wisdom is there, unintended consequences, not because lack of compassion. So that's why, anyway, so this is kind of interesting, came to hear that if you ask, survey, helping yourself, helping other people, you are saying the people who choose to help others.
Yes, but I mean, I say truly helping yourself, not getting a new car or getting
something. No, not just...
Working on yourself. Loving yourself.
Hmm. What is the I'm not sure, can you say a word? So the Lamrim is not like, it's not like loving yourself. That's different. So like, say, feeling special. Feeling special. Because I'm just human. I'm human. Just feeling good. Just to be human. And feeling probably, you could say like, proud, but that's not negative. Like, I'm just, like I said, happy to be human. That feeling. So that those feelings will grow from the thinking about precious human life, not just loving myself. I'm not sure. Like, the seeing this, the value. I think probably loving oneself. This comes into, I'm not sure, so like, how to. We say I love cheesecake because the taste. So I'm not sure, like, how. Maybe that's not like loving yourself. Maybe I'm not sure that needs to be talked about. I'm not sure, like, Kamala, loving yourself. Maybe not loving yourself, like
accepting,
I said,
yourself for who you are.
Not loving yourself doesn't mean like that you don't like yourself. That doesn't necessarily mean you don't like yourself. First of all, like I said, loving yourself, that's kind of an interesting word to. Loving yourself.
I thought it was like accepting yourself for who you are, for all your mistakes and all your good points, your values, whatever, what you've done.
Kim, that you are saying, you are like, we are not talking about Lamrim, we are just talking generally speaking, if we do survey, helping yourself and helping others, then you think like people will choose like helping other people? Pretty much.
I think often they will. It's difficult to understand yourself and know what you really are doing and be kind and truly compassionate with yourself.
Mm.
That's harder than you can
Why was that? So I'm not saying because I've been loved myself. I'm kind of confused about that word, loving myself. I'm not sure whether I understand that word or not. But you know, like helping oneself. I don't have problem with that. But helping oneself, why that's so difficult? Why it's like as Why?
Well, that's the question. It takes a lot of work to figure that out sometimes.
So, Kim, you are saying that's much more challenging than helping other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have advice. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, so giving that's also like much more difficult practically. Helping others much more difficult. That's why it comes in of the Lamrim. Helping others is practically much more difficult than helping yourself. When it's kind of practical level, it's much easier because there's your own mind, your own consciousness, your omniscience about your mind. The other person, you are not omniscient. You don't know that person's mind very well. So then, top of that, trying to help is much more challenge. So then, somehow, you know, if that's the realities, you know, so it's having difficulty helping oneself. You know, this is, I think, something that needs to be really, you know, addressed and to discuss. You know, like then there's precious human life. This is about, you know, feeling good. You know, like do you ever feel that you are happy that you are human?
It's taken me 63 years. Okay, I'm 63 and I'm not beginning.
Once in a while you see the sticker on the car, the bumper sticker, so life is good. Yeah. That means, are they feeling good about themselves or they're just... So that, you know, probably really needs to think, you know, like, so...
Like Lamrim is saying, for yourself, the value of the human life, the appreciation of the human life, understanding your actions, the karma that you create, every moment, the merit that you can create, that's really what the Lamrim is saying. And then you have to know that for yourself, because how can you understand that for someone else? You don't know their karmic connection to anything. So how can you then go and understand that until you have a realization?
Exactly right
now. About how karma is related for you and what you do for the good and the bad.
Yeah.
That's really the Lamrim, but they're talking about something else.
Yeah. So then, taking care of one's mind. Taking care of one's mind is easier than taking care of someone else's mind. So now when we say helping others...
It's easier to go build a house and habitat for humanity than to come here and meditate for a day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So meditation is now this is all done in the mind, so... I don't know how to say it, but you know, like... feeling bad about oneself and looking down on oneself, maybe there's something to do with something. Of course it's something to do with something. But but I'm not sure what it is. You know. So like I don't think I know like loving oneself, that's kind of complicated word.
But you can't value yourself. You can't value your human life if you are constantly thinking negatively about yourself, if you're constantly judging yourself, you're constantly not forgiving yourself, you can't value this human life.
What went wrong? Then, you know, like, people, like, was there something went wrong? Probably people, like, say, you don't see or hear in the poor country. People talk about this country. You can hardly hear them. So you've been in India, you know. Yeah, so, like...
Mm. Right? I appreciate that I have a bed to sleep in.
Mm.
And you're joyful all of a sudden.
Mm.
And that helps you, that appreciation of every moment, every opportunity that you're given, that makes you joyful.
Mm. Yeah, so then I think we really have responsibility. You know, we have, each one of us, we have responsibility to do, to, like, you know, like, it has to do something. It has to do with something. Then, you know, then what is that something is? You know, so like, this is not, this is like, kind of like, probably like, the disease that needs to be healed, you know. So this is like, looking down, you know, it's like, even though it's not, you know, this is, something that you're looking at is something very precious. So I'm not sure, like, like, as a human being, you do feel bad, you know. You feel bad because you did something wrong. You feel bad. You don't, like, feel the bad, you know. So then as a Buddhist monk, what do? You purify them. As I say, you do something for that, then do nothing, then just think. So that's not skillful way to do. You just think about that and do nothing. Then we think about that and do something, you know, so like saying maybe some mantra or maybe whatever is saying something, you know, something like that. So I'm not saying that every Tibetan people, they don't ever feel, you know, like bad about themselves. You know, as a human being, you feel bad based on actions. But you don't, like, as a, you don't live with that. No, so like say, I do feel, you know, I do feel proud that I'm human. I have, you know, all this, my senses are working properly. So I have, you know, not to worry about what I'm going to eat. I met the Dharma. So then, you know, sometimes I think, what else you need? You don't need anything, you know, you have everything that you possibly can imagine, you have everything. So then, you know, yeah, so somehow, like, looking down, not like, then like feeling bad about yourself. This is, His Holiness also, you know, really remember, mentions, when he first time, when he hear, through the translation, that somebody hate themselves. It's like His Holiness could not apprehend what Tassel was trying to say. So, like, you know, this is something that you don't hear, something that's something that you hear in the poor country, that people are just surviving day to day life, just surviving, you know, facility, lack of facilities. So then you don't hear that, you know, so like talk about looking downwards.
But we did something wrong. We were taught we were bad people. You are a bad person if you make a mistake. And there's no way, it's very hard to get rid of that guilt. You carry that with you. And then you begin to hate yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell yourself that you're a bad person.
certain being practicing Buddhism quite a long time. Does that help?
Yes.
Then you know, okay. That's wonderful news. That's very good. Yeah.
But I would just be in tears just thinking about going into that room having to tell the priest something. Because I felt like I was,
There's another piece too. I think about this a lot. There's another piece which is community. And where you came from, the community that's there is very different. Community or lack of community.
That's bigger than here, then that's much bigger than here.
Now the whole family has to suffer. Now the relatives and everyone have to suffer because you did something wrong.
But I'm just saying, that's a different community than where he comes from.
Yeah.
He's confused because of the community he comes from.
Well, this doesn't even exist in your culture.
Yeah. So anyway, so I think studying Buddhism is helping you. That's great. You know, so that's great. So this is not about So then please, each one of you, how to say to be nimottasa. You know, the Buddha sees the deeds is a problem, not the persons. So it's very very important to distinguish. His Holiness said that to be nimottasa, the persons are not the problems. So that person that's yourself included there. You know, so there's every positive action counts. That's what determines. If there's something goes on, that's what determines. That's the only thing what is determined if something goes on. Then we are fully capable of every single moment of doing that. So then in the end, when you cause accounted, if you live in poor country, you may end up creating more negative karma. So because in that case, you are well off being in, right? If you're in, so you have to constantly lie that you can make money, you can make living, even just going to store, so you go there, if this costs $5, they'll ask $25, so then, the poor country, there's so many suffering there, so that's not, so here, a little bit better. So anyway, so each one of us has responsibility to how, if you know your friends, not ever distinguish, say, I'm not sure, first helping ourselves, so then helping others, so not liking yourself, looking down, all this, I think, it's a big problem, I think that needs to be. So that's why I'm last couple of Sundays, I'm asking people to think good about themselves, value their life, appreciate, like that. But if it's difficult, then I think, so I don't know what to do. Yeah. Anyway, so stop here.
Okay, so let's turn to the back of the first base sheet. Gewadinu dudak lama sangye dujune doa jika malupa. Chanchu Sancharimpoche Ma Kepa Nam Ke Gyuchi Kepa Nyam Pa Me Payam Kone Gondu Pelwa Sho Champa Pa Wojita Kempada Kudu Zampo De Yande Shinte Te Da Kungi Jezu Da Lochi Ke Wadida Tanche Rabtungo Tu su shepe ge watan cheki, ngo wa gala cho tu nam da de, da gi ge we tsa wa di kun kyo, sampo chu chu rap tu ngo wa ki. Kani ra we kore shin kam de, pendan de wa malu shun we ne, chen de zi wan ten zing gya tso yi, shape si te bardu ten gyu chi. Chonu iye nalan wang shotu, awatare tsembara sopa, lo sangye we de ton le pao sho, chasu gengyu lama so wade. Tutsu chanjin jangun ge we, tenzin kyonpe we kunze dopo se, choksum kuwe le mun tu du. Badok so du shaken du shop ten shaw. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Thank you, thank you.